You need to stop him from compiling his code and creating the model, Venture told them. Once he runs the model, he'll have control of everything, even us. It will be like the whole world is a simulation inside his computer that he can manipulate like a child can a computer game, building, guiding, destroying whatever he likes. Except whatever he does in this game will actually happen. He can find a person and make that person do what he likes. If he sets a monster loose in London, then a monster will indeed run riot through the city. A monster created out of earth, air, fire, and water, Matt realized. He can do whatever he wants. And nothing can stop him then, Venture said. You have to destroy the supercomputers in the pyramid. Can you do that?
We have no choice, Robin said.
If we can get to them, Matt added. You need a diversion, his dad told him. I think Julius and I can probably arrange that for you. When the lights went out, Matt and Robin were ready. The guards had been grateful for Julius Venture's enthusiastic help connecting up the computers. They were less impressed when the way he did it overloaded the circuit. Matt could hear men shouting, Venture apologizing, his father laughing, and the angry cries of people plunged into sudden darkness. In fact, the amphitheater was not in total darkness, it was only one section of the lighting that had failed, but it was enough. Matt was grateful for the warmth of Robin's hand holding his as they ran together across the uneven ground and up the steep steps. She seemed to know exactly where she was going. Unlike Matt, she did not trip or catch her feet on the debris scattered across the ruins. Unlike Matt, she didn't seem worried by the guards, vague, dark shapes, running past them to find out what had happened. Into the short passageway up to the entrance to the pyramid. The lights here were flickering, on and off, then on again, sending shadows dancing like firelight on the rough walls. There was a guard at the end of the passage, standing by the open door. Matt hesitated as the guard turned towards them, but Robin pulled him onwards. Thank heavens, she gasped. They need you, back there! She pointed down the passageway. The guard looked not much older than Matt. He was staring at them open-mouthed, his hand hesitant and nervous on his gun. Who are you? He asked in heavy, accented English. Never mind us. Get going now, Robin said urgently. Can't you see the lights are failing? The generator's exploded. There are casualties, people injured. They need you now. The guard frowned.
Generator?
Just go, Matt told him. We'll find Mr. Harper. You'd better not still be here when he arrives. He didn't wait to see what effect this had. They pushed past the young guard and hurried up the narrow stairs into the waterfall pyramid. You think they know we're here? Matt asked, as they stepped out from the stairs into the passageway leading to the computer suite.
I hope not. Probably think it's just Dad trying to cause trouble.
Dad's, Matt corrected her. My dad can cause trouble too.
And you are so like him, Robin said.
Better believe it.